I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You're listening to Winning at Life. Life, Financial News Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. So once again, you kind of know what's going on. Everybody's social distancing, lots of reading, relaxation. That honey-do list is getting whacked down. A lot of thinking, maybe planning for like, okay, I'm going to do this when this is over. I'm going to get this done. And then, you know, on the other end, there's a lot of worry going on. We still see people getting laid off and such. A friend of mine that I follow, his financial reporting and worldly thoughts each week, he has mentioned that his son that was a tech for a high-end dealership was laid off, you know, where they were working on like 29, 30 cars a week. They're down to like 7 or 8. You know, it's just like gone to nothing there. So we're continuing to see more and more of that going on. So we're here to answer your questions. We've got some updated news to give you today. We'll talk about some financial topics. More importantly, we're here to help you. We can take your calls. That's why it's live Financial Talk Radio. I've got a phone number for you to call in. We're on Facebook Live and Periscope. Also, you can stream the show if you need to jump away from your radio. You can stream the show, and you can do so through Winning at Life and the Winning at Life app, that is. But you could go over to gregoryricks.com and go to the media tab and get help on streaming the show as well there. Here's the phone number to just call in. Now, through that app, you can text, email, and call us through the app. Once again, stream the show. We've got podcasts. And if you're wanting to hear the past couple of day shows, they're available through the app, also through GregoryRicks.com media and through Facebook, right? On that as well.
We're on Facebook Live, we're on Periscope, Twitter.
A list of things we got to cover on the show today. I was given marching instructions for the things to cover. Now, here's the phone number. You've been waiting for that. 504-260-0995.
All right. I'm your co-host, James Parker, announcing some advances on the coronavirus relief page, gregoryricks.com/coronavirus. We've been adding to it daily, whereas a couple days ago, if you went there was a list of links that would help you find it, some more info on one of these programs, like the PPP or the EIDL. Now we have a little description and summary on what each one of these is, and then the full link under that. You can still sign up for the webinars that are coming up later this week. There's some more happening tomorrow. How'd the three go today, by the way? You were cranking them out, three different ones.
Yeah, it's just become a normal thing. I'm getting good at that, and I'm still working on my 401k Q&A webinar that's coming up. I have still whittling down my Social Security webinar to kind of get that to under 40 minutes. You know, I talked about that last night. And then maybe next week I can get on to the wine and wisdom webinar also. I think that'll be a fun one there.
I'm interested to see how you do that, because I think it might work. Now, if you went to the website yesterday, gregoryricks.com/coronavirus, we had a link to a stimulus check calculator so you could figure out what your rebate is going to be. Or, I mean, is that the proper term, rebate? It's just a check.
Well,
they're treating it as a tax.
Here's what's going on there. And I had a question from a client about this today that's listening to the show. So I emailed him over a little bit of information. But, you know, what I've commonly said is, if you're an individual with adjusted gross income of more than $75,000 and a couple more than $150,000, it's going to be phased out. And so it was asking, James said we've covered it. I don't remember. We've covered so much, and it must have just been one time. But, you know, here the amount is reduced. Here's the phase out for you. It's real simple, but we have a calculator for you, because here's what you got to do. So the payment amount is reduced by $5 for each $100 above the $75,000, $112,500, or $150,000, thresholds. There's a number of thresholds here. So we can go back to 75,000 for single filers, 112,500 for head of household filers, and 150,000 for married filing jointly filers. Okay, so there you are on the phase out. So that phase out means for each 100 above that, you reduce it by $5. But you can go over to the GregoryRicks.com/coronavirus and scroll down, and then you've just got a calculator right there. So if you're over those income thresholds, you can see the math.
Well, and if you're trying to do the math on the backside, that means your check goes away completely once you get to $100,000 of income for a single person, $200,000 for a couple. So that's how that works out. But you don't have to worry about any of that. If you're somewhere in the middle of that, if you want to know exactly how much to expect, instead of having a link to the stimulus check calculator like we had yesterday, we worked out some code and we have it embedded on our website, so you don't even have to leave. You can stay on our website and we have the CARES Act rebate calculator ready for you, GregoryRicks.com/.
Let me ask you a question about it. Okay, for a couple, it's $1,250. So does that math work, or you're just taking half the income? Because you've got no rebate amount, $1,200.
$1,250. For a couple, it's $2,400.
Okay, so I click there. I see it's built in.
Yeah.
And then head of household. Okay, cool.
A couple things you have to remember.
Looks good, James.
Yeah, that this does not count if you are not a citizen with a proper Social Security number and, you know, all your paperwork. It also doesn't work if you are a proper citizen with all your paperwork, but you haven't filed your taxes in the last few years. And then it also doesn't work for you if you've been claimed as the dependent by someone else on their tax return. That is the active tax return used for their benefit. Does that make sense? Sometimes I say things in layman's terms and you say them in technical terms, and I don't know which one's better. Okay, so under the calculator here, this is sort of a general field of questions. And Gregory, this is a work in progress. We have elaborated on most of this today. So if you see anything wrong or anything we should add, let me know. I'll take a note. I'll add it in, and we'll have it good to go tomorrow. And this section has a question written across the screen. How do you get help from the coronavirus stimulus packages? Here's a few ways. And so we go through some of the programs. We go through some of the changes and relaxes of unemployment rules and student loan payments and mortgage rules that have been relaxed and people looking for help there. We're going to be adding more links and more info tomorrow to this, but also some stuff looking ahead. Stimulus Part 4 is coming down the pike, so I already have a little section cordoned off of that, and we'll be adding more to that because it looks like at least everyone seems to agree $250 billion more is going to go to the PPP, but this is going to be a work in progress. It's going to have stuff added to it almost every day, so we hope that this is sort of your jumping pad, your launch pad here, GregoryRicks.com/coronavirus. And then since we're based out of the New Orleans area and we have a ton of listeners over in Mississippi, we have some links that are specific to the Louisiana state government. You know, because if you're going to do the unemployment help, you have to go through the state government. Same thing with Mississippi, and we have links to their coronavirus specific pages. And if Alabama had one, I'd put it up. And maybe they put one up today, but it wasn't before I checked. What do you think, Gregory? Grade me so far, and you can be rough. This is a work in progress, so you're not going to hurt my feelings. What do we need to add here?
I'm good at this time.
Okay.
Each day things pop up and questions come up, and we make adjustments. But as far as what we've been covering and answering questions, and someplace somebody can go to find about anything, because when we start giving out, we've got this website, you know, it's a lot to remember. And it is different websites, and none of these websites connect you to all the other websites that you need to, because if you go to irs.gov coronavirus, it's not getting you to the SBA.
Right.
And so forth. Right. And in the States, I think this is probably, I'm going to be biased. I'm not biased. This is the best website yet for coronavirus information.
Well, the thing is we looked for someone else that was doing this and no one was doing it the way we want it. So we were like, all right, I guess we're going to do it ourselves. And yeah, it's a little more work for us, but I need an excuse to ignore my kids a little bit while I'm working from home. It's like, baby, I got to work on this page. So tomorrow I'm going to be adding a little section about how you can get a little bit of relief, because the withdrawal penalty for up to $100,000 worth of withdrawals from your retirement accounts. Now, that's going to be eliminated. Is there some kind of rule, though, that you have to put it back? Is this sort of a loan?
Now, are you talking, well, 401k, you can borrow up to $100,000. And if you were having payments on a loan this year, they can be suspended for this year. IRAs taking out, you can take out up to $100,000. If you're under age 59 and a half, you don't have the 10% penalty. Of course, if you're over age 59 and a half, you don't have to worry about a 10% penalty. There's not one. But you have 3 years to put it back or to pay the taxes. So it's spread over 3 years. If you're kind of saying, well, hey, that's a deal. It didn't affect my adjusted gross income. I'll just spread the distribution out. Now, it's supposed to be taken. I already hear some people, I can see minds turning. Like, okay,
mine's one
this
of them.
Is a way yeah, to access this money. No, this is supposed to be if you are affected by COVID-19. Okay, just keep that in mind there. So I'm not going into any workarounds or things you can do differently with this money. I just warn, just like not missing your bills, don't skip credit card payments, and if you can pay stuff, and if you don't need this money, leave it alone because you're going to need it in the future. We have an Ask Gregory page, and that's where you can type in a question, and we feature it on the Q&A every week, and we've talked about the webinars. If you'd like to join the conference, I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker. This is Live Financial News Talk Radio, and the big announcement today is the coronavirus page that we have built. And when you go to gregoryricks.com, it's the tab about an inch below, and it says see our updates and resources. So we're really excited that we've got this put together. We got it out there ready to go before they've started sending checks out. How about that?
Right. We have more info about when checks are coming out in Louisiana. The unemployment payments are going to start on Monday. More info coming up on that. That page you just mentioned, gregoryricks.com/coronavirus, has links to a lot of these packages we're about to take calls on too. Your economic impact payment, the Paycheck Protection Program, economic injury disaster loans, Family First Coronavirus Relief Act, mortgage help, student loan payment help, upcoming stimulus. So let this be your jumping off point. If you want to call in, 504-260-0995. Alan in Mississippi, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Alan?
Just a quick question regarding the rebate checks y'all were talking about a bit earlier. I know you dealt some with a higher spectrum of income. My significant other, or caretakers for an aunt of mine, who was 58 years old and began drawing Social Security disability income about 4 years ago.
She can you get off of your speakerphone? I'm sorry, Alan. Alan, can you get off your speakerphone?
I am if on I'm my headset, but yeah.
Yeah, if I'm struggling, rolling, I bet you the guys in Radio Lantern.
Let me change that out.
Thank you.
Is that better? Yeah.
We'll have to roll with it, Alan. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now, as I said?
Much better. There
yeah,
you go.
There we're
you go.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I apologize. The quick question I had was, I know you dealt with the higher end of the income spectrum regarding the stimulus checks that were going out. My significant other and myself are sort of designated caretakers for a 58-year-old aunt of mine, and she has been drawing Social Security disability income, I think, for like 4 years. She is a non-filer. Are there any benefits involved in this for that level?
Yes, there's $1,200 for her. If she's drawing Social Security, has not filed tax returns in years, is fine. They're going to send it to her based on SSA 1099, I believe it is. She's taken care of. She doesn't have to do anything. If it's being automatic deposited in her bank accounts, her Social Security check is, then the stimulus check. She's not going to be in the first group going out that's being handled through the IRS, but the next grouping we expect to be the Social Securities with direct deposit.
Yeah, the only monkey wrench is you don't claim her as a dependent, do you?
No, okay. Not at all. Yeah. That may come someday in the future, but at this point, not at all. In her case, the debilitating illness that just frankly put her out of commission a while back. The question, I think, is when are those checks coming for that group? I mean, is there a she just had a lot of questions. I was under the impression it was going to be reduced to $600 for that category of people.
No, there's no reduction. The only reduction is if there's a phase out because of income, and if you're a dependent minor child, it's $500. Otherwise,
she could anticipate a $1,200 deposit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, when you say two waves of this, the first one's going IRS. When does the second wave come out that fall in her category, approximately? Or does anyone really know?
We don't know. It's going to be a few weeks. It could be longer. It could be shorter. I'm not trying to give you any timeline, except they're supposed to start sending out checks next week.
Yeah, well, it's again, hi from the governor. I'm here to help you, and we're all quite appreciative of it. I know she will be. Listen, you guys, the show is very informative. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
So a couple guideposts we have, though, is the IRA, the people who file their taxes, they're going to go out first. The people who have to get caught up with Social Security, if you have direct deposit through them, then you're going to go out. The people who have to be mailed checks, then they're going to be mailed in reverse order. The lowest income checks will be mailed out first, and then the people who get the max check will get it maybe as late as August, is what Steve Mnuchin has said.
Yeah, and the quickest is IRS 1040 filers with direct deposit linked to their tax return will be the first ones out there. And so those Social Security with direct deposit too far out isn't going to be so far behind as well. Thanks for the call, right, Alan.
Let's go to Greg in New Orleans. You're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Greg?
If you hire an employee when another one has been laid off, do you have to hire the same employee back? It's my understanding that you have to have at least 75% of your payroll covered in order for the loan to be forgiven, and that the remaining 25% can be used for rent and utilities and so forth. But do we have to hire the same employee back, or do we have to hire a new employee?
Nope. Well, I don't see it as the same employee back, but if you've laid off employees, you need to get them back going. But if you have a change of staff, what's expected is you to replace that person. If you have a reduction in payroll, then all of that's not going to be forgiven or turned into a grant. You know, when we submitted the paperwork, it wasn't listing the employees, but it was verifying the payroll information. They know what my payroll.
There was just a head count, right? How many people you got?
Well, it's really about how much was payroll.
Oh, what even a head count?
Yeah, there may have been a head count. I don't do all that paperwork. Okay. If you want me doing that paperwork, then it would have taken us longer get it done. I've got people that are good at that stuff. So
interesting.
Does that help you?
Yes. So as long as we maintain 75% of the pre-COVID payroll, that portion should be forgiven. And the other 25%, whatever is left, can go towards rent and utilities. Is that correct?
Yeah. Now, when you're doing the paperwork, it's real specific on the rules and stuff, because you are going to initial off on that. There's a number of disclosures, quite a few disclosures to initial, but it's in the paperwork. And I'm just going to say, instead of being, you're right, you're in the ballpark there. This is predominantly payroll, and a small portion of that money can go to utilities and interest on mortgage or towards rents. But this is a payroll heavy program, and the core reason for it is to keep people working. And that's really it.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. In a press conference today, the governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, said that an extra $600 a week that you're supposed to get on your unemployment check, he expects that to start on Monday, and I mean this Monday, the April 13th. That's when unemployment checks go out. He confirmed in the press conference that the United States has cut the check to Louisiana, and the check has cleared, so it's now seasoned in their account, Gregory. Just having a little fun with the situation. But Louisiana, $247 a week is the max benefit here. An extra $600 a week is going to be on top of the state benefit. That includes contract workers, gig workers, self-employed workers, a lot of people who don't normally qualify for unemployment, including people whose hours were reduced. Now, I don't know. That sounds really gray. I don't know all the ins and outs and the specifics here, But again, GregoryRicks.com/coronavirus will get you to the link that gets you signed up for these benefits. See, this saves us from having to memorize all these links, Gregory. We can just tell them to go to that page for any of the links we're going to be mentioning in these articles just about. Also, if you're filing online, the best time to file is between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. The website portal has been crashing and running slow and having performance issues because so many people are signing up.
On which site is that?
This is the one, the Louisiana State site for filing for unemployment. Now, it's linked on GregoryRicks.com/coronavirus. But in an average week last year, the state paid out $2.3 million in unemployment claims. In the last 3 weeks, the state's paid out $51.5
million
in unemployment claims.
Yeah, just to be clear, this is not just W-2 employees. These are the gig workers, self-contractors, self-employed. Even 1099, if you weren't working under a payroll situation, you're not working and having income, you're eligible to sign up for this. So the caller was asking, kept asking, well, it's 75%. At least 75% of the forgiven amount must be used for payroll. I think this is a heavy, easy thing for that because it is payroll heavy. The formula is based on your payroll. Some of that payroll can be used for rent and utilities. But 75% has to be used for payroll. Since it's based on payroll, it seems like all of it would go to payroll, actually. But with that said, forgiveness will be reduced if full-time headcount declines. So there obviously was a headcount. And I think I did verify that, but I didn't know why. And because sometimes I like list the employees that I like or the advisors. I send it. Let me count to make sure I didn't forget anybody when you're sending stuff out, email or the group text. But if full-time headcount declines or if salaries and wages decrease, so it doesn't say, and basically forgiveness is based on the employer maintaining or quickly rehiring employees and maintaining salary level. So it's pretty clear, at least 75%, there's a headcount that you have to keep in line, and salaries and wages, you don't want those to decrease either, or you're not going to get forgiveness.
And that ultimately sounds like, no, it doesn't have to be the same people.
Yeah. And look, this is a loan. It starts out as a loan. Payments are due. The initial payments can be deferred for 6 months. There's no collateral, no personal guarantees are required. Neither the government nor lenders will charge small business any fees. So once again, and they even have a pre-application at the SBA.gov website as well for you to get this kickstarted, those that are needing that help.
Teresa in New Orleans, you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Teresa?
Hello.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi, give me one second.
Sounds like you're driving.
Yes, I'm driving. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So my question is regarding that, what you just went over, the PPP loan.
Yes.
So if, for example, I have 7 employees and they are paying at $500 a week, so how do I calculate that in order to put in the loan amount versus, because it's saying 75% has to be used toward payroll only and 25% can be used for the utility rent and things like that. But as far as the total amount of the loan, doesn't it only based on the amount of payroll amount only?
Yeah, it's basically the formula, I believe it is, without looking it up, I believe it's 2.5 times of monthly payroll. But you've got to look at it. When you're going through the paperwork and the formula, they want you to look at it a couple of ways. It's either the past 12 months or the first 2 months of 2020 or your average last year. And I think you're supposed to use whichever's a lower average as well. So it's 2.5 times that, and you've got to maintain that headcount, maintain that payroll, and at least 75% of the money has to be used on payroll. To me, well, on that time period, it looks like most of it's going to be used for payroll, is my sense. Anyhow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So if just the average is $500 ahead, and all my calculation is going to be $200 or $500 ahead, so what is it going to be left for towards utility and rent?
Not much. And payroll, actually, you know, and that includes 401ks and such, but it doesn't include all the fees, and I don't believe it includes federal taxes, just state taxes. Don't hold me to the exact details, because there's quite a bit in there. The initial application's a couple pages. There's several supporting documents, even a spreadsheet to make sure all of your math. And then there's a questionnaire that was the last thing I did. And then there's a whole bunch of disclosures to sign off on. So when you go through the paperwork, it's pretty clear. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, this, and you're thinking about utilities and such, but this thing is built to keep the employees. That's what this is built for. So when you kind of say, well, there's not going to be much left over for utilities and rent, you're right. There's not, if you're maintaining payrolls.
And I get where you're coming from, Teresa. That kind of flexibility seems silly when your payroll costs are fixed. But I've had jobs. I worked at a store in a mall way back in the day before I did radio. And we made a base salary plus commission based on sales. So even if you based what the payroll was on a regular month last year or whatever, you would still come in way under that. You would have money left over if you borrowed the 250% of your average payroll and spending. And you'd have that money left over, and they would let you use that on rent and overhead and a couple of other little knick-knacky things here that they deem as super important as to keeping employees. So that makes sense if your employees aren't such on such a fixed salary.
Okay, because my employees are on a fixed salary, and so that's why I guess it is totally toward payroll to keep my employee only.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, hire salaried employees, those salaries are capped on a 100K annual basis for those that aren't aware. Like, you know, it just, so it may not cover all payroll depending on the structure of the company and some of the management and such on how they're compensated. So anything else we can help you with, Teresa?
Yeah, one more question regarding the employee also. So during when this whole coronavirus started, one of my employees left, and we hire a new one in right after. Does that going to affect the amount of payroll, the amount that we're going to loan out?
No. You've got a formula that kind of goes back 12 months, the first 2 months of this year, or 2019. You've replaced that employee, so you've maintained headcount and payroll integrity there, or amount of payroll.
What's your business, Teresa?
My husband owns a car audio shop.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, good luck getting through this, Teresa.
Yeah, so you're keeping everything stable, and you've replaced that employee, so things are good. And you've just got to maintain that through September, that stability, for it to be turned into a grant as well. Don't hold me to that exactly, but that's what I've read.
Hey,
so
some of the links to what we were talking about. Thank you very much, Teresa. GregoryRicks.com/coronavirus.
Hey, just to be clear, we'll go back to Teresa's phone call. Okay, it's 2.5 months of payroll. We're really covering, and the purpose of this is to give you 2 months of help with the business. So if you're getting 2.5 times and you've got, and you're spending it over 2 months to help the business for the period it's for, yeah, you've got more than to cover the payroll. So some of that money can go to those other expenses. But even if you're going to reduce payroll, they're saying 75% has to go to that. Just be a good manager of the money as well. And there's payments to pay, and they can be deferred for the first 6 months, but there'll be payments. I'm not sure when they determine the granting of that. You can use up to 25% of the loan proceeds to pay your rent, but only if your lease was in place before February 15th of this year, being 2020. You can use up to 25% for utilities. If you laid off workers after February 15th or before June 30th, that portion of the loan will not be subject to forgiveness will be proportionately reduced. So you've got to replace those. If you reduce your employee's compensation after February 15th, or if you reduce employee compensation before June 30th, your forgiveness eligibility will be likewise reduced. Some other things to keep in mind, the FFCRA. Did we add that to the website?
We have a summary of it. We don't have the full links up to it yet.
Well, summary's good. But
oh, no, I do have the links up there, the dol.gov/whatever.
It's quite extensive, I'm sure you're aware there. So requires employers. Now, once again, as stated above, in order to maximize the benefit of the PPP, some small business owners will be required to rehire their previously laid off workers at full salary during the 8-week period following the loan origination date. What that means is that by participating in PPP, your rehired employees are going to have mandated sick leave rights as of April 1st under the Family First Coronavirus Response Act. As previously reported, the FFCRA requires employers to provide up to 80 hours of paid sick leave for any one of the following trigger events. And essentially, I'm going to simplify this, but this is in that City Business article that I spoke of previously. But it's pretty much illness related to COVID. So if you're taking this loan, hiring people, and some of them get the coronavirus and they're going to be out, they're going to be out for a while. So you're having to cover them, pay them while they're out. So guess what? Now you have more benefits, and you need to be familiar with those rules. It talks about that in article, but you should also go to that website and make sure you're up to speed on what the government rules are regarding protecting employees and their pay. And remember, this is about keeping payrolls intact and taking care of employees, and that's what you're getting this help for.
Okay, just to confirm, those links are on gregoryricks.com/coronavirus. The links for the details from the SBA on the Paycheck Protection Program and the link to the Department of Labor on the Family First Coronavirus Relief Act.
Now, also note here, bear in mind that any paid sick leave will be reimbursed to you in the form of a dollar for dollar tax credit, but many employers, the thought of having to deal with leave requests and associated paperwork that would be required to receive tax credits outweighs the benefit provided by PPP. Again, each business situation is different, and there are no bright line rules as what you should do or should not do. What I would not do is be caught not doing the right thing on this. So just be aware, because if you're aware, they're probably aware. You may not be aware, but the employees may well be aware. If they're listening to Winning at Life, now they're aware.
They're a liability listening to this show. They know too much. Hey, Gregory, have you taken advantage of the early birds for when you go to the grocery store from 6 to 7 a.m. or from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m.?
Oh, I have not done any early stuff lately, but that was the thing when everybody became aware of what I was aware of and started everybody going to the store. But what I found is, you know, little community stores out the way early in the morning, the only one there with the mask on.
Now listen to this. At about 73 stores, if you went to the senior hour this morning, you got a little coupon when you walked in, like a little greeter was there to give you a coupon to all the nice little old ladies and old men that were taking advantage of it. And so you'd go, they get their groceries, and it didn't tell them what the discount was, but when they went to check out, they would hand in the coupon. Oh, yeah, I got this from the guy at the door. And the cashier would say, do you know who Tyler Perry is? Tyler Perry? Yeah, like the Madea guy. Does all those movies? Yeah. Well, he just paid for your groceries. What do you mean? Yeah, the whole thing. He just paid for your groceries. Now, all he asked for a response, if you'd like to pay it forward, you
well,
can.
Well, I know that's not here because Tyler lives in Georgia, right?
Tyler Perry's from here. He's now been based out of Atlanta for most of his professional career, but 29 Winn-Dixie stores in Louisiana.
Really?
And 44 Kroger stores around Atlanta. So he took care
How
of his home
that
and his adopted home.
That's so awesome.
Haven't you heard a lot of these wonderful stories about people stepping up? Tyler Perry, all he has to do, He's like, I'll pay for your groceries.
Did they get checked their ID, or they were just handed out? If you got some gray hair like me, you're good. You're in.
They didn't tell him what it was when they walked in.
You know, I'm really young. I just grayed very young.
I always wondered how they do that, because if you tell them they're getting free groceries, they would just clean off the shelves. But he said, listen, I'll pay for your groceries. All I ask is if you have some money, make a donation to the Second Harvest Food Bank. And a lot of people were doing that. So he's awesome. Doing it to raise money for the Second Harvest Food Bank.
Well, we got callers again lining up.
Mike in New Orleans, you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help Mike?
Federal unemployment benefits for the coronavirus and what is available for the self-employed.
We missed the first half of that sentence.
What state are you in, Mike?
Louisiana. Yeah, I'm looking, you know, because it's very confusing, obviously, and I know if you're employed, you can go to the website, you can file, you know, something on the website to get Louisiana unemployment benefits. But I'm confused about what you do if you're self-employed for state unemployment benefits, if any, and federal unemployment benefits, if any. Do you know
well,
about any
of that? All of that runs through the states. It's state unemployment benefits. The stimulus bill gives a $600 bonus per week on top of it. So this Louisiana's weekly is $247. The $600 bonus is on top of that. That bonus runs through July 31st. And if you are a self-employed worker and are not getting work, you're eligible because of COVID-19 for benefits. You have a thought on that, James? Because I know you keep looking.
I heard you kept an eye
on the site.
Yeah, I heard the governor come out of the governor's mouth say this includes people whose hours were reduced. So it might be if you're still employed, even if you're self-employed or
this covers partial employment as well.
Right. So the rules are so relaxed and they're so vague about this. The best answer is if you're not sure, go to gregoryricks.com/coronavirus and follow the link to the department that handles that for your state. So that would be Louisiana.
So you're saying that in Louisiana, you do it through the state unemployment website and that takes care of any federal benefit as well?
Yes. They just pile on to whatever the state's doing.
Yeah. It's always and run through the state.
The state benefit is $247 a month and the federal government had $600.
No, it's $247 a week. And the $600 a week bonus is through the stimulus bill, but it's all ran through the state.
Let's hurry up and help Dan and Metairie. Dan, make it quick, dude, because we're running out of time.
Quick. How do I get how do I apply for these benefits if I don't own a computer? Is there some way I can get to it on telephone?
What are you talking about, the
SBA
loans?
And so forth.
SBA? Call your banker.
Call my banker and they can help me?
Yeah, especially the PPP needs to run through the bank. I'm not sure about the other loan as well. And we could give you more on that. You can call the office. But you got to know somebody that runs a computer. You there, Dan?
I'm 87 years old, and I'm stuck here in the house. I can't go off and see people.
All right, okay. Well, call the office, right?
Call the office. We'll hook you up with somebody.
Nick's about to go ban at your office. Call him.
Yeah. Give him a call tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay. All right.
We're there to help. Bye-bye. My office number is 504-832-9200. GregoryRicks.com is your go-to source for all information related to this.
GregoryRicks.com/coronavirus has the links to most of the stuff we talked about on today's show. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Ricks & Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law, LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Gregory Ricks and Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Ricks and Associates. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.